Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by friends at Puckletts, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And we got some Wednesday wheels we're going to tell you about today, so you want to lean into that. Also by PetroServe USA. Today, if you're traveling, I would plan your travels around home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, because you don't get any better than Swedish meatballs or lasagna if you're traveling I-94 off Exit 292, just to the north, you'll find that ginormous PetroServe USA stop. The food options are incredible. You really don't even need it replaces Walmart. Everything you get at Walmart, you can get there, except, I don't know, maybe a battery. I think you can even get that. I don't know. They got everything there. They got apparel. They got knickknacks. They have great food and made to order at the deli. I order up some of that Valley Meats beef. Call ahead a little bit, say, you know what, I'd love a burger, throw a little Swiss cheese on that and some raw onions. Good. And they'll make that up for you. So made to order as well. There's a place to sit down and enjoy your meal. Or there's just grab-and-go convenience with the Swedish meatballs or the lasagna today, exit 292. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, macaroni and hot dish, teriyaki chicken on 12th Avenue North and I-29 today. Downtown Fargo, NP Avenue, lasagna, pulled pork in Glendon. Pulled pork and sloppy joe. Well, this is actually a pulled pork sloppy joe. Did you know there was such a thing? There is. Pulled pork sloppy joe in Euland. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, buddy.
Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
And you know what's back on the show today, guys?
What do you got?
Trooper Talk.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Trooper Talk.
We're going next hour, right?
Next hour. So, summertime driving tends to send my blood pressure to the moon. I don't know what it is.
But, I do. You got an hour or two.
Some of the behaviors I see on the road and maybe some of the behaviors it forces upon me to do, you become really kind of agitated. But anyway, don't get agitated. Plan ahead. Realize there's going to be more traffic on the road and more road construction on the road. So, your emergency is not my... Your
lack of planning does not constitute my emergency.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I remember Kevin's words every time I hear that. So, Sergeant Tom Herzig will be here. Jamestown Trooper and Alex Breitbach as well from Devil's Lake. Here to answer any and all questions. We're going to talk motorcycle awareness, too. I have this thing. I don't know what it is. But whenever I get a press release from the Highway Patrol, I open it up. And if it's a fatality, it's noted right away on the kind of summary. So I'll go and look. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know what's happening. But darn near every time I look this summer, it's been fatality, no restraint, occupant thrown from the vehicle. In fact, the saddest one I've ever seen was not all that long ago. I posted about it on Facebook and got all kinds of nasty grams from people. So, you're for freedom. I say you're for freedom. But you want me to wear a seatbelt. Well, I want you to wear a seatbelt because I think it'll keep you alive in the event of an accident. And I've seen enough evidence from other states to say if we enforce the law we already have a little differently, more people will arrive safely to their families. That's the only reason I'm for it. I don't want more laws. We already have a seatbelt law. It's just a matter of how we enforce it. So I'd like us to enforce it the way it's worked in other places. That's all. Call me crazy. Call me a guy that wants all these
crazy
laws. Yeah, thank you, Todd. But this one really got me. It was a mom and a dad, early 30s, as I recall, two children young enough to be in car seats in the back seat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple time rollover. Kids in car seats, uninjured. Mom, injuries treated at the scene. Dad, no seatbelt.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about this. mean, the figures are there.
So anyway, you can send hate mail. That's fine. Speaking of hate mail, I have to talk about an event we're going to spend some time on today on the program. We're doing a special talk radio town hall today with experts on the critical race theory. These are experts that are touring the state. They're in Moorhead last night. And the presentation was phenomenal. You're going to hear in a few minutes from Kendall Qualls from Take Charge, an organization that is weighing in on this, as well as an expert from the Center of the American Experiment. Catherine Wickfall is going to be with us today on the program. And they both did an incredible presentation, each about, I don't know, 20 minutes each. But I learned a ton. It was insightful information. You're going to hear all of it today. You'll be able to ask your questions. About a few minutes into this, I was in the very front row because I wanted to soak it in and hear and not be distracted. I'm literally in the front row, and somebody is, like, yelling in the back when Kendall calls Scott. I didn't even totally understand what they said, but something like racist or something like that, I don't know. And then Catherine got up, and then there were more sort of just disruptions. And I'm like, what is going on? Now, Betty Grandy happened to be sitting next to me. Betty is, of course, former state rep, and she's there. There's some legislators there, a pastor next to me, people that just wanted to learn about critical race theory. And we're all like, what is going on? What is going on? Well, I guess I should have known. Maybe I'm naive, but Faith Dixon was there. Faith is the self-declared Black Lives Matter spokesperson, I guess, and I would call her Chief Disruptor. Okay? She's a Chief Disruptor. And unfortunately, she seems to carry enough weight with you know, police leaders and mayors and everybody else that they actually take this woman seriously. She should not be taken seriously. She has proven herself unworthy of being taken seriously, as many of those people that were in that event yesterday. Do you know the Moorhead Police Department had to send, I don't know, there were probably four or five officers there, and had to actually come to an event about education and about making education better. Now, why would law enforcement officers have to come to an event about making education better? Can we not get along, to borrow a phrase from Bill Clinton? Can we not get along? I think I've proven on this show before, I have unending empathy. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but if you're aggrieved, if somebody's treating you poorly, you call this show, you tell us your name in town, and your story's on the radio. And if we believe, wow, really? That happened? We're going to make some phone calls. We're going to invite folks on to say, you know, you ought to be here. There are ways to get a wrong righted. And I believe that people here in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, the vast majority of us, we love our neighbor. We live by the golden rule. So we're here to help. But when you flip the switch from not wanting to advocate for your cause to right a wrong, but rather to disrupt and be disrespectful and be all about your phone and taking pictures. So I started watching this Faith Dixon. And, you know, her body language is all, this is horrible, without saying anything. Totally, like, childish antics in the front row. And then somebody in the back starts disrupting this event. And by the way, this is all on Facebook. I took about a 5-minute video as well where this Faith Dixon is screaming and hollering and taking command of the event. And others are as well. They're shouting and hollering. Now, let me preface it by saying at the beginning of the event, the organizers from the Center of the American Experiment that are putting this on were very clear. We're going to do an hour-long event. We have two presenters, and we're going to reserve the end of the time for Q&A. You can ask us anything. Presenters get up, and then it's catcalls, and then it's disruptions. And Faith Dixon thinks she's running the meeting. The law enforcement officers come. Now, somebody somewhere appointed her czar of this whole thing, I guess. Because she goes to the back room, I'll tell my people to be quiet. So she runs back in the room, you be quiet. She comes back and she's yapping. She won't stop yapping. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I'm not going to honor them by playing any of the clips right now. I might do it on a future show because I want to get to the actual subject matter everybody needs to pay attention to that they were trying to shout down. That's what we're going to spend our time on today. But I want to say this. Love never fails. Just get out the good book and see how many references to love there are, or loving your neighbor, everything else. That's not loving your neighbor. And there's a story about a leopard never changing its spots. I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm done with the leopards and their spots because it's obvious they're not about fixing anything. They don't want to fix a thing. They want to be on TV. They want YouTube views. They are professional disruptors, and they should be blacklisted from any meeting after they disrupted once. Sorry, you're not welcome here anymore. Picture them at the door. Sorry, you're not welcome here anymore. Unless you come here to respect the process. By the way, hold your own meeting. If you have a better opinion on critical race theory.
Is that how that works?
And you think you have a better approach, have a meeting, and you know what? I'll come to the meeting, and I'll listen respectfully, and I'll ask you questions after.
So you're saying a better message? Try and convey that, maybe?
I'm saying, can't we all get along? Can't we all get along? And I do believe there's people who have strong opinions on this issue and other issues related to race that can sit down and have a conversation.
Absolutely.
Black Lives Fargo is not that organization. Black Lives Morehead, this group of people, they are about themselves. They are about themselves. They are about professional protesters. They're about YouTube views. They're about getting themselves in the news. They should be ignored by everyone in any kind of a position of power because they don't want a solution. They want professional disruption. We'll get to the issue when we return on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are in the news. I guess that's a little more pleasant than what we've been talking about. Even the military can't explain some of these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. And we really don't know. Are they a sign of something real? Is it a mirage? Is it dangerous? Is it biblical? We don't know. Rob Schmidt is taking a look at this. The biggest mystery of our time in a special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here? It's on Newsmax this week. I'm watching Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight. Newsmax on all major cable systems locally. Metco doesn't have it. So if you're a Metco customer, you should know that Metco carries 11 liberal news channels, but not Newsmax. Call Metco and say, you know, what's up with that? Give them a little, you know, just, you know, gentle nudge maybe. Or respond to their marketing materials. Tell them you want Newsmax so you can switch. Millions are now tuning into Newsmax, so check it out today. Find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt. Newsmax, real news you can trust. All right. Critical race theory in our focus today. My plan was to take the whole first hour to talk about this today and recreate some of the presentation that a packed room at the Courtyard by Marriott heard last night. With us in studio is Catlin Wakefall. Catlin is one of the thinkers at the Center of the American Experiment. What's your official title? Are you a fellow?
A policy fellow.
A policy fellow.
Yes.
A lovely lady like you has to have the name fellow in her. How does that work? Different kind of fellow, right? Not like the fellow is a thinker. How do you describe a fellow when somebody says, what do you do? Well, I'm a fellow. What's a policy fellow?
We get to specialize on a specific policy issue. So for me, it's primarily education and labor reform.
And Charlie Nikolov's here. Charlie is one of those behind-the-scenes guys, but we know Charlie from way back at the Center of the American Experiment and been along on this tour. How would you describe this tour so far, Charlie, that you guys have done?
You got me here, okay. Yeah, it's been incredibly impactful and rich. Scott, we've been now in 9 towns across the state. We've had literally overflow crowds in most of them, and people have been extremely receptive and prior to last night, extremely, you know, respectful and extremely appreciative of what Katrin and Kendall have been sharing. And I think they've got an incredible message that needs to be heard about why the extension of critical race theory and all of its manifestations is potentially in extreme danger to our kids in our schools across the country, certainly in Minnesota.
We need to really lean in and thank the Center of the American Experiment for taking this head on. And again, they do it with facts. You heard Katrin who's saying that's all she does is this issue. She is doing a deep dive on this issue and giving you facts. This is so important. They have Thinking Minnesota, great magazine, comes out quarterly. And we're working on expanding the Center of the American Experiment's footprint to North and South Dakota. July 14th will be the beginning of that effort officially with Charlie Kirk's visit to the Avalon Event Center. It's an invite-only event because we have a small venue, and it will be full of folks enjoying a dinner and an opportunity to hear from Charlie and more about the Center of the American Experiment and ultimately be able to contribute to the success of expanding it to North and South Dakota. So if you're interested in an invite for that, just send me a note. ScottH@flagfamily.com. Also with us today by phone is Kendall Qualls. Kendall was one of the presenters yesterday, and I want to just play a clip that Kendall participated in when these disruptions started. You know, he had given his talk. There's a few disruptions, but he just kept going. Katrin got up, and this delightful young lady who happens to be with child is up there giving us facts, and that was too much for some of the agitators. And here's what Kendall had to say about that.
You know, what we're going to do, again, we're a society of rules and laws and common values. And one of those common values is when someone's speaking up here, that we have to give them the courtesy and professionalism of being quiet. And if you don't want to hear to that, you guys can leave.
Yes, you're not forced to be here.
But excuse me. This is not your meeting.
She evidently didn't hear what he had to say. And I this goes on. And again, we've got it up on our Facebook page, and I will deal with it on a different show because I want to take the majority of this hour to talk about the issue at hand. But Kendall, this is the times in which we live. You saw this in your campaign for Congress in Minnesota. Minnesota. You've taken this issue head on. You've got to the root cause, in my estimation, of this whole horrific situation of where education has come to in America, and they didn't want to take your advice on, you know, common values being listening to another, did they?
Well, not at all, Scott. So thanks again for having me on board. At the end of the day, our opponents, especially the Black Lives Matter group, all these others, they don't have shared values with the rest of us. They don't want the American system. And what I was there to do was exactly what the Center of the American Experiment is all about, and the whole idea. The American Experiment does work for people regardless of race and regardless of their social standing. My life testimony speaks to it, but not just mine. There's millions of others, black and white, red and brown, doesn't matter. It works. And for me, the reason I got involved is because of people like that, literally, that is disrupting the lives of millions of Americans, and they're distorting the education of millions of children.
One of the things that worries me is the important things get lost. So, again, I agree with you. I don't think they want a solution. I don't think they ever want shared values. They don't want to acknowledge the American experiment. But they have a grip, for instance, on the city of Minneapolis and the city council and Governor Walz. They have a seat at the table with, mayors and police chiefs here. They're bending over backwards, but this is what they do with it. I mean, the Morehead police should be out investigating crimes and tracking down lawbreakers, and instead four or five of them had to be there yesterday. What advice would you have to the people who are in power related to what they're doing? You obviously recognize what they're up to. It's a professional act. It really is an act. There's no desire for a solution, so shouldn't we just realize that going in and not give them more of a voice, more of a platform?
Well, first of all, it's a leadership void. So as we get leaders involved, true leaders, not just the ones that have the official title, we need to have true leaders involved. And when they recognize that these people do not speak for black Americans, we have so many people around this country that have disavowed Black Lives Matter in the black community. And what's often, and it's really sad, is because oftentimes the loudest voices get the attention, and our current media empowers them. That they never go to the people that want a different life for their community or trying to actually build that. And that's what we're doing at Take Charge. We're giving those people a channel and a platform. So if you go to our website at takechargemn.com, what you'll see is that we're building a library of video vignettes of people from the community wanting to take it back to where it was before we had help from the government, where it was a faith, family, and education-focused culture. And we're going to begin that journey here in Minneapolis and spread it across the country.
Well, I think that is a great plan, a great way to do it. Your own story is phenomenal. Which you talked about a little bit. We'll ask you to touch on that a little bit when we come back, and then each of you share your presentation yesterday so people get the facts. And we also want to get them action items. What can you do? What is somebody listening to this saying, I don't like what's happening in my country, I don't like what's happening to the schools I pay for? What can you do? We'll tell you that, too. When we continue, your calls, questions, or comments, welcome as well on What's on Your Mind.
For years, Peklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New Israeli airstrikes in Gaza were launched after incendiary balloons were launched from Palestinian territory and exploded over Israel. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries.
The Senate on Tuesday confirmed antitrust expert Lina Khan as commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission. The 69-28 vote greenlit Khan, known for her work how to apply antitrust laws to the big tech industry. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, experts here from the Center of the American Experiment. I want to have you just know a little bit about what critical race theory is from the perspective of experts here. Before we do that, I just want, Kendall, if you wouldn't mind, your story's so great. And if I'm somebody who wants my child to know that no matter what happens to you in this life, no matter what card you draw of where you live, you can accomplish anything, I'd say go do a little research on Kendall Qual's story, because it's pretty amazing. Would you give me our audience just a quick brief on your path from, you know, the hood in Harlem to Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah. Real quick, I'll do this. My parents divorced when I was in first grade. My dad came back from Vietnam, and we were living in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, home of the 101st Airborne. And so we moved to our grandparents' apartment. So my mother took us, her 5 kids, I'm one of them, and we went to Harlem in 1968. And at that time, it was the epicenter for drugs, gangs, violence, everything. It was terrible. We got off the bus, went up to the city a block away from our grandparents' apartment. We got held up in broad daylight. And I'm looking around, I'll never forget it. I'm just looking around, just waiting to see someone do something, to help. There was nothing. And I'll never forget my mother's words when the guy said, "Hey, lady, give me all your money." She said, "Please, mister, this is all the money I have. I have 5 kids. And some guy standing not that far away said, "Lady, you better give that man all your money. He doesn't care if you have 5 kids or 10 kids. That's what I grew up in, and from first grade through fifth grade in elementary school in Harlem. Now my mother, God bless her, she couldn't manage all 5 kids by herself. And my older brothers and sisters were getting absorbed into the street culture. And so my father, who was paying alimony and child support, came and got me and my younger brother to live with him, and because he was paying the child support, he couldn't afford anything but a trailer. And so I started my life in being called trailer trash, ghetto kid, a lot worse. And I tell people in this country, the neat thing about it, you got the right motivation, where you start in life is not where you have to stay in life. And I was able to achieve what some level of success, raise my 5 children. My wife and I have been married for 35 years. And I tell people that this can happen to anyone. I'm no one exceptional. I live in an exceptional country. I serve an exceptional God. And on my average days, I have an average IQ, my best day. And so this can happen to anyone. The formula is simple, but the work is not easy.
Catherine, would you explain critical race theory? And then I'm going to come back to you, Kendall, for sort of the root cause here. I mean, what we all want, I hope, is an education system worthy of America. Public education that we, the taxpayers, fund to be worthy of America. And critical race theory seems to me is a big threat to it. And you got to first understand it before you can get engaged in it. And people say it's not here. It is here. It is an agenda. Give us the history. Give us the roots here, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So critical race theory, it's been around for a while, but we've really seen it pop up recently because how it first started as an academic discipline in the early 1990s, built off of critical theory, which was around earlier in the 1970s and 1980s. And essentially what it does is it reformulates identity-based Marxism. So Karl Marx focused on class conflict. We have now with critical race theory a type of neo-Marxism that is focused on identity. So you have white and black versus white versus black. You have oppressor versus the oppressed. So what it does is it takes individuals and puts them into simplistic racial groupings and says, okay, you have rights as a member of a group, but not as an individual. If you are the same race as someone else, you have shared personality traits and common characteristics, and it really strips us of our individuality. And so it's important to know that the critical race theory built off of the political premises of Marxism. And Marxism is a hard sell with people. It doesn't sound friendly. So we see critical race theory being framed through a series of euphemisms such as diversity, equity, inclusion, things that sound non-threatening that we should all be able to get behind, but how they're played out, how that is put into practice, the real-world application, is what's very concerning because it's teaching students to disregard their character and that the most important thing about them and the rest of the world is the color of their skin.
And folks, we reported on this on the air. You had training in a Bismarck middle school for the teachers that said you have to be less white and you have to teach the white kids to be less white. I mean, we know woke corporations are doing this. That's one thing. I cannot buy Coca-Cola anymore when they come up with cutesy marketing training materials for new hires to say, be less white and have a song about it, right? I could just not buy Coca-Cola. I don't have a choice when it comes to public education of what they are indoctrinating kids with if they're in the public school system. So that's why I'm an advocate for private schools and suggesting other alternatives, because I think that's the only way the public school will get better and not laugh at us when we say, why are you bringing this person in to teach these people? And I think it also ignores the root cause, and you were bold enough to go there related to fatherless homes, Kendall, in your presentation last night. What role do fatherless homes have in this issue, not only for you know, children of color, if you will, but of course that's, it doesn't matter. It's color blind, but anybody doesn't have a father is going to be worse off. But you connected specifically to the African American community. Why it's a big pain point. Explain the stats here so folks know that.
So there's a reason why I share that. It's number one, critical race theory. The premise of everything that they're doing is based on the disparity, the racial disparity between black and white. So financial disparity, you know, health disparities, all these other disparities. Well, these disparities are not racial. They're family structure. And it started back in the 60s when, for the first time, this program was marketed in the black community. It sounds amoral when you say it out loud, because it is, that there was a financial incentive for women to have children as long as they remain unmarried. When they got married, that financial incentive will go away. Well, guess what? When that was introduced in the 60s and 70s, it had a catastrophic effect on the black community. I share with people, in our lifetime, that the black community has gone from 80%, nearly 80% two-parent families, to 80% fatherless homes without one national initiative to reverse it. And so there are statistics. I mean, we have 50 years of these statistics now. Look at this. You know, when you look at fatherless home issues, and the only way and the only reason why it looks racial is because we have a 50-year head start on other demographics that are heading in the same direction. And so for the first time in American history, 50% of all births are to women, unwed women under 30.
Wow.
And if anything I'm saying is, guys, this is a national alert here. This is a Paul Revere warning, warning, warning. We're 50 with the black community is basically the canary in the coal mine. All the behaviors that we have, this fatherless home is an issue.
How do we ever think that an incentive to not be married would be a reason for public assistance in this country? I mean, you can trace a lot of what's happened to our culture to that very point.
And one thing that Candace Owens pointed out in her book, too, that would add to that is that the penalties went up big time for small, you know, drug arrests, marijuana, you know, things that they made it a point to not only separate the families, but to put these black fathers in jail for very little, you know, things that kept them out of the home. I thought it was brilliant, you know, brilliant assessment.
Karen, I'm going to come back to you a moment here again and try to transition this to, okay, we get it. This shouldn't be taught here. They're masking it. You really got to get under the hood. You got to find out. I mean, we were critical yesterday because the North Dakota CEL conference, which is Council of Education Leaders, it's the superintendents and the principals and people that are part of this membership organization, is bringing a speaker for these leaders who is a avowed supporter of critical race theory. And because we were criticizing that yesterday, we had State Senator Yana Myrtle on sounding the alarm on this. They made an announcement today at the conference that, you know, these sessions are just about kids and all these criticisms are political. This isn't politics. This is designed to get people aware of what's happening and get them involved, correct?
Absolutely, right. Pushback against critical race theory is truly a bipartisan effort. We have seen communities from all backgrounds and all walks of life across the United States and in Minnesota standing up and pushing back and saying, this is wrong. Our students deserve better. Why are we limiting them to their skin color and telling them that this is how they should first view themselves and the rest of the world? This does not help elevate all students, and it certainly doesn't help us aim for excellence.
What is it doing to our, obviously, critical race theory and elements of it have been around for a while, and this sort of apology or trying to, you know, equity, diversity, all these buzzwords, what's been the impact on education?
Well, we see that, okay, our students may be trained now to be social justice warriors, but they're not learning key skills in math and reading. You can just look at Minnesota test scores over the years, not only our statewide test scores, but our national test scores, and our students are struggling. Our performance in core subject areas, students' performance is stagnant or in decline. And when we compare ourselves to a state such as Mississippi, right, that's still working on some of its own education system issues, well, their black and Hispanic students outperform Minnesota black and Hispanic students in both reading and math. And Mississippi serves far more students of color than we do. So something's going on, and it's alarming that we are focusing all our time and effort in classrooms to train students to view themselves through this race-based lens, and they are graduating and coming out of school not able to read and do math. How does that prepare them to be informed citizens and contribute meaningfully to society and contribute to civil discourse?
Legislators and governors, school boards, and you know, community leaders need to wake up to this and really understand it. You put up yesterday guidance from the legislature on standards that set curriculum. And you had an example of what the charge was from the Minnesota legislature, I think it was 10 years ago, versus what it was most recently. Explain that.
Yes. So Minnesota's K-12 academic standards are revised on a 10-year cycle. Every subject area gets reviewed every 10 years. And this year is social studies turn. And back in 2004, when Minnesota approved its first set of statewide social studies standards, the legislature played a role and was involved in that approval process. Well, now that was closed. They no longer play a role, and now we see our standards go through a rulemaking process with an administrative law judge. And so it removes the legislature from that process, and it relies on our education commissioner, right, who is handpicked by our governor, and a social studies committee who's handpicked by the education commissioner to identify what standards and benchmarks students should learn. And just comparing the two, we see, okay, social studies in 2004 was all focused on knowledge and skills to help students understand American history and our ongoing fight for freedom and equality and justice and opportunity. And now this new version says, okay, students, you have to recognize your biases.
You can't even believe the difference. Legislators need to be involved. More with our guests coming up.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs, but only through March 20th. And in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, First Avenue North in Fargo.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you want to work and do work worth doing with people worth doing it, I want you to listen to this opportunity from my friends at Action Movers. Business is booming. They're now hiring everything. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time. You pass a background check, you got a job. You got a Class A CDL. Tremendous opportunity waiting for you. Never been a better time to join the moving industry than right now. They're offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans ever for both employee drivers and owner-operators. Local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, whatever's best for you and your family, including, by the way, a program to help you become an owner-operator. Why wouldn't you kick the tires on that opportunity?
Right?
I know. Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot? Action Movers, just stop in. Have a conversation with these good folks. Take a little break from the road and come look at what could be next for your family. Or call them at 701-566-5532. Action Movers with two A's. Final segment for our guests on this Talk Radio Town Hall focused on critical race theory and what you need to know. I want to not end this before we tell you what you can do, how you can get involved. Larry in Fargo has a question for you both first. Let's go to that. Larry, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm an energy engineer. I've done over 55 projects with public schools in the tri-state area, and I've sat through hundreds of school board meetings and talked to principals and administrators, and I've seen how the NEA comes in and strong arms these administrators and pretty much tells them what to do. I've been to the school board's convention and the administrators' convention many, many times in all three states. And they have a complete lockdown on who can exhibit there. But one time in 1995, we rented a booth in Bismarck for the administrators' convention, and we showed them an alternative source of publications that were being used in many public schools. And we got a great response from administrators all over the state of North Dakota that did not know this was available because of the NEA lockdown. And the second year we tried to get the booth and we were blacklisted. We're not allowed to be there. And so my point is that was 26 years ago. So if we think North Dakota is in its own little conservative bubble, we aren't. And I just, you know, encourage everybody to get involved and go to their local school board meeting. They need to hear from the public. Thank you.
Larry, very well said. And on just one, and that's the inroad, Catherine. That's the inroad right there. The books, the textbooks, you know, these school boards just check a box. Okay, we got it. It passes these standards. On we go. And that's the, you talked about it yesterday, how many things are crowded out. Right, and what's put in. We're not talking about civil war. We're talking about be less white.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's the textbooks, right? So what advice would you have for somebody going to a school board meeting to find out if they're getting happy talk or if actually, you know, what is being taught is what they want taught as a parent that is the payer, that is the taxpayer and funding all this? What should they do?
Well, it all starts with more transparency and accountability, right? And a lot of school districts, they don't post what textbooks or supplemental materials are being used in the classrooms, so parents are left wondering. They'll see a book come home in the backpack and be shocked that this was being read in class to their children. So I think it starts with more transparency around the curriculum selection process, and that involves parents going before the school board, asking about that curriculum selection process. There is state statute that requires two-thirds of an advisory board to be of parents and community members. Now, whether or not the school board, you know, handpicks those parents or will be open to parents joining remains to be seen. But there are ways for parents to get involved to make sure that once standards and benchmarks are passed, an appropriate curriculum is selected to teach that. So, yes, please attend school board meetings. Also, I would recommend that parents look into school policies. What we've seen with a lot of textbook materials, even signage in classrooms, that this is violating a school's own set of policies. And so if parents are interested in looking into that, you know, we'd be willing to help them explore what that looks like if there's a violation and push back and say, hey, wait a minute, you can't have this book. You're only teaching one perspective. What's going on here? Our students deserve better, and we demand better.
We're going to put up a link on my Facebook page. And my column is going to be about this as well. What was last week, this week actually, and then in Saturday's Forum newspapers again as well. And I'll give you some of these resources and ways to take action. Any advice on taking charge, Kendall, as your organization is called? How do we take charge? What's the low hanging fruit here?
One thing I want to make sure if everyone understands from a critical race theory standpoint, you might think, well, I don't have kids in school, so I don't have to worry about it. This is a full frontal attack against all institutions that we know in our country. Even the armed forces are being forced to take some of these training classes for critical race theory. And it might be labeled something else like diversity, inclusion, and equity or something. But there's a group called STARS. It's STARRS. These are retired flag officers, all generals and admirals, and all the way down the ranks. That's concerned, and we're working together. They're working with Take Charge. I'm working with them to help them get their message out to the American people that this is not just in the school system. It's a full frontal push against changing the whole nature of our country.
Unbelievable. How do people help the Center of the American Experiment to continue to do this work, Charlie?
We have this and much, much, much more information at our website, AmericanExperiment.org. It's easy to donate there. Right now, this tour that we're on that Katrin and Kendall have been headlining, we also have a donor that has offered a $100,000 match for anybody that donates now. It'll effectively be doubled.
Great way to help. AmericanExperiment.org. They'll be in Thief River Falls today, Riverwalk Public House, noon to 1:30, in Bemidji at 5.
Farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have rock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bosser at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I am always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bosser, 701-261-8359, NMLS number 1908175.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.